Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Weekdays with Murph. Today we're doing our weekly GH recap and discussion, and we're breaking down the whole week as well as anything that went down behind the scenes this week that we've learned. And as always, I have Cody here. Davon is not joining us today because we didn't, you know, think to plan that in advance because I didn't do my job. But that's all good. So I have Cody, and
hey, girl.
We're ready to talk. So let's get started.
Okay.
I do the worst intros, I swear.
Oh, well.
They're so crappy every time. You could say, no, they're not, but instead you say, oh, well. Thank you. I rated this show PG-13, by the way. I started rating this one. Anyway,
oh,
that's not the point.
That's hilarious.
I started rating our recaps because you know what?
That's funny.
Okay, my friend, I just have to say something really quick. This is like, first, you know, this is a recap. So we do our how was your week conversation. One of my best friends just tweeted a picture, and her boyfriend, I guess it's her boyfriend, texted her and said good night, beautiful, with like a little emoji, and she thinks he's the best boyfriend ever. And I'm like, okay, pretty sure everybody treats their girlfriend like that, but you win.
Yeah,
anyway,
I'm pretty sure they do, but whatever.
How
okay.
was your day slash week?
It's been pretty interesting. Well, like I said, it's been pretty interesting. Yesterday morning, actually, I was the only halfway healthy one in the house. So, yeah.
Well, there you go.
I put it out, I'm like, I tweeted and put it on Facebook, I'm like, so apparently I'm the only halfway healthy one in this house right now. Hashtag, oh joy. Hashtag, we are so screwed, man.
Yeah, you texted me that. When Cody is the one that's healthy and taking care of everyone, I feel like we're screwed as a society. Like, if everything... Okay, here's what happens. If the world comes down to, like, 10 people and, like, Cody and I are the healthy ones, the rest of y'all, the rest of the 8 that are left, are so screwed. Totally.
We're so screwed, man.
At the end of the world, like, seriously, at the end of the world... We are screwed. Just in case anyone's curious about that.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
it's just me and you. Oh, God. Oh,
everyone
God.
Is screwed. If we're
I
in charge,
go there.
You know.
I didn't want to go there.
Anyways. Yeah, we're done with that. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's start with favorite moment of the week. Oh, my week was good. It was busy. I had waffles today because I deserved them, which I already told you about. But I had a busy week.
Them.
I had a long week. I had a stressful week, but it was good at the same time, so. Anyways, now this is my breather. I've been watching stand-up comedy and laughing all day and ate waffles and red vines. So, it's been a pretty good Saturday.
Oh, well.
I'm going to have a really great workout later because of the red vines and the waffles, but that's okay. Okay, let's start with, like, right off the bat, prime performer. We'll just go right there. And I know what you're going to say, but...
All right, Miss Smarty Pants. I have three, actually.
So do I, and they're probably the same three, so I may have to change it up, but you go first.
Maurice Bernard, absolutely. Laura Wright, and my number one prime performer of the week, Brian Craig.
Yeah, I was going to say that, too. But also, I want to throw Carolyn Hennessy in the mix there because she's pretty good. This week
she was pretty good
with that whole mess.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
And, well, since those are your three, I'll say that mine, I'll pick three, Carolyn Hennessy, and then let's see, who else can we throw in there? Oh, Michelle Stafford was really good, even though she's not involved in the story with the baby thing. And Jane Elliott.
Right.
Solid choices.
Jane Elliott was freaking awesome.
Janelle is always freaking awesome. Did you notice how she's playing, since Tracy's sick, she's playing her very, like, I don't know, just very different. Like, Tracy's normally tough, and she's not very, like, she looks so much smaller. Like,
she's
playing her, like,
soft.
She's very, very soft, very, like, timid, and very,
yeah.
She looks very small. And normally she, like, fills up a room, but she's,
exactly.
It's like a conscious thing. It's fantastic.
There's one thing that I found very, very interesting about this week is Griffin and Anna. I think Griffin is Duke's kid.
I could see that. I know. A lot of people think that. Well, a lot of people thought that Nathan would end up having something to do with them, but the fact that she recognized him right off the bat is important.
Right.
Because she needs something going for her. It sucks that they keep him alone, but then I found out about his real character and all that, and it was like, well, he deserved it.
Right. You know, I seriously think, like I said, Griffin is Duke's kid. Seriously, I think so.
I could see that. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
I like him, and I like the scene that he had. I don't know if it was this week or last week, but it might have been this Monday, the scene that he had with Laura Wright in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was
that
like,
was
why is he half naked? I'm like, because they're in the little shower room.
He's in the locker room. Exactly.
Yeah, what's the big deal? I mean, she wasn't looking. Like, she wasn't concerned.
Right.
But everybody was like, why is he half naked? Why isn't he always half naked? Right?
Right.
Not that you would get that because, you know, you're not into men, but hey.
This is true.
Guess who is. So, I digress. Okay, favorite moment of this week. Was
favorite
that
moment of the week.
Was it that on Monday or was it on Friday? I think it was Monday of this week.
Monday. I think it was Monday. But I have two favorite moments of the week. My first favorite moment of the week was when Andre and Sonny and all them were trying to talk Morgan down off the ledge, literally.
Right.
And my second moment of the week had to do again with Morgan. It was the Gifted show when that whole a Morgan, Sonny, Carly blow up kind of happened.
Right.
I loved it.
And that's what I was talking about with Carolyn Hennessy. She's so great.
Mm-hmm.
Those scenes where she's like, no, I won't do that for you because I love you.
Max and I love you to death and we just want to see you better or something like that.
I liked that. Okay, my favorites. Well, being the vindictive woman that I am against Elizabeth Weber, the moment where she saw Jason leaving Sam's in the same clothes he wore the day before.
Mm-hmm.
I was all about that.
That
was like, stick it to her. Stick it to her really good. Because
yeah.
I hate her so much. I just, nope. But I like Jason and Sam's scenes. They were so sweet. Their little family scenes and also their like couch scenes and stuff. Like I love them together. So I was into that. And then Maxie and Nina scenes are really good. I liked that. I'm really tired of Lulu crying over her divorce, though. Like, it's getting out of hand. I'm over it.
Yeah, I heard that on Twitter, I heard there will be one more big obstacle, and then they'll eventually find their way back to each other. So,
of course they will. Who are they going to stick him with, and who are they going to stick her with? For some reason,
maybe,
one of my grandparents.
I don't know about that.
One of my grandparents is calling me, and I don't know why. Like, text me. But it's okay. No big deal. They can call later. And it's the home number. And if it's him wanting tech support, it's the cell phone. So it must be my aunt. It's not important. Anyway, it's 4:30 in the afternoon
support,
on Saturday. It's gossip.
And speaking of tech support, I'm the only basically tech support in my entire family. So there you go.
So am I. I mean, my mom's okay at it when it comes to certain stuff. But when it comes to Apple, I'm like, I got you. Like, I could work at the Apple store.
Right.
Like, straight up. It's me or Megan. When it's my grandparents, they normally call me because I'm at home, but most of the time I am. But one of them calls me for tech support. It's funny to me, though, like when I'm telling him on the phone. But anyways, okay. Let's talk really quick. Oh, I forgot. I liked the scene with Sonny and Carly when they were at home after the thing with Morgan, like when they drinking.
Right.
She is so good. She makes me want to cry. Like, all the time. And then, of course, the scene where she had with Griffin, but I don't know if that was this week. I'm going to go on GH Happenings and make sure we didn't miss anything, but let's talk about Michael Easton's character. We found out who he's playing this week. Yeah. So how you feel about that?
You know how I feel about that.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but come on, let's talk about it.
You know how I feel about that.
Here's the thing. If he plays a doctor that doesn't suck, no offense to you Silas Clay fans, but sorry, I like John McVane, okay? I don't have anything against the guy.
Yes, I did too.
Silas Clay was like paint drying. If he plays an interesting doctor with more layers than Silas had, that would be awesome.
Let's see. Out of the characters he's played, I love John McBain. Totally love the guy. Okay?
Yeah, so do I.
Stephen Quaid just...
We won't,
the point
the
of
jury
that.
Will disregard just, Stephen Quaid, okay? We'll just stop with that.
What was the point of that? I mean, seriously, what was the entire point of that whole storyline? Silas?
Right.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling Silas either, so.
But I liked John, and I liked John and Sam. But now I don't want him
to. Yeah,
I
did too.
You know. But Ron Carlovati's not writing it anymore, which means that just because he's back doesn't mean he's going to get stuck with Sam. Sorry to your Silas and Sam fans. No offense, but your couple was boring.
Right.
Yeah. But I like the guy, and I like him as John McBain, and I love John Natalie on One Life to Live, but I did not like Silas Clay. He was so one-dimensional to me.
He was.
Like, why? Why are you here? And I don't
miss
Silas Clay.
He basically was basically me a doctor. It's really all Silas ever did.
Right, or he was making out with Sam. Like, he was not... Even though he had, like, different facets of his life or whatever, he was very boring as a character, as a whole to me.
I agree completely.
By the way, I noticed this last week, but we didn't do a show. Did you notice that at contract negotiation time, we're having two people in the water, or we got one person being shot, one thrown off a boat in a hostage situation, just in case things go south?
Like, I noticed that. I did.
Like, that's what I was thinking. He's like, just in case things go south during negotiations, they can have somebody shot up in this place. That's what I was thinking.
They gotta have they gotta give themselves an out. So.
Exactly. Also, guys.
I didn't notice that.
Side note: Jeannie Francis and Tyler Christopher are doing 4 fan events, and for those of you that know me, you know that is my life dream right there.
Yes, it is.
Like, forget that college degree. That's my dream.
You take
a
college degree.
I mean, I
want
to go too, and I would love. It's good. It's, you know, school. It's not that thrilling, but it's not bad, and you know. It's not difficult. Like, people always tell you all this crazy stuff about college, and like, they scare the crap out of you, and it's not that bad. Like, people really need to chill and stop being like 5 years old about it. Oh, my bad. Okay, I'm scrolling through here. Week of March 7th. Let's see. Sam makes progress in her investigation. And then for the 9th, the only spoiler that it says is 3-9. Why is Griffin interested in Anna Devane? Watch. That Watch, that'll be the kid that she lost. And, like, no one will know how to explain the fact that she lost this baby.
Sure.
And that it was.
I'm sure you're probably right.
Like, because nobody, I mean, everybody wanted Anna's kid to come forward and for her to end up having the kid that she lost because it was so unfortunate and her and Duke never had a kid. But, like, how are they going to explain that? Because she literally miscarried
a
baby, so. But, you know, all the work of the Jerome.
One thing I've learned in my 13-plus years of watching soaps is this. Whatever the writers can think of, they'll probably do.
Oh, okay, listen to this. This is interesting. The 11th. Helena Cassadine, this is Friday, so of course, you know. Helena Cassadine appears in a recorded video of her last will and testament. This means that the will that Nicholas has put in the safe is not her final will. What will she have to say? Nick, Laura, Sam, Liz, and Lily will be left to wonder what it means. Okay, somebody texted me or was talking to me about the fact that they saw that a taping group didn't have Laura in it for the will, and I was like, we already know that Laura's going because she said she is. But people on the internet are, like, freaking out because they think that she's, like, being put on the back burner and, like, not going to be a part of this major thing, which obviously she is because Helena was, like, her mortal enemy.
Right, exactly.
But people were worried about it, and it's in the spoilers. Like, we already know that she's going to be a part of it. I'll actually be surprised if Luke doesn't end up being a part of it. Okay.
That wouldn't surprise me either.
More of this. We learned some details regarding Claudette. Nathan tells Maxie the truth. Anna learns who Griffin Monroe really is. I don't know. This is a long time spoilers because, like, it has the dates for those, and then this is, like, the other items that are after next week. So it says Anna does some digging into Griffin Monroe, and then Anna learns who he really is. Also, I would like to point out the fact that as soon as the show bores me, because this week I wasn't super into it. I mean, it wasn't, like, boring, but it wasn't the best week in the world. And I didn't even watch them all until yesterday. Just when I start to get bored, something like this happens. And I'm like, yes, give it to me. Like,
oh,
every time. Okay,
another spoiler alert.
Oh, go ahead.
Another spoiler alert. Of course, we all knew this, but Emma's coming back.
Yeah, I saw that. Brooklyn Styles area to visit Anna for spring break, which is so cool because I like her. And technically, I read in that article that Brooklyn is on a recurring role. She's not, like, gone from the show because people thought that she was gone,
right,
but she's not.
She's on recurring. And she just recently booked something. I can't remember what it was. She just recently booked something.
Yeah, some nighttime drama, but I don't know what it is. And now that you mentioned that, I can't think of it, of course. But
something like, I'm just making this up, CSI or something like that.
Yeah, something like that, like a crime drama, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'll look later,
Bones,
and I'll tweet about it.
Yeah.
Bones is not even on anymore. Are you 100? Okay. Anyway.
Well, something like that. Something like that.
You're so funny. CSI and Bones. Cody, do you know how many years it's been since either of those were on?
No.
I love you. Anyways. Well, CSI actually just went off the air finally, like the original one last year, but the other two haven't been around forever and a day, and I don't know when Bones went off the air, but it was not a moment too soon. Anyways, week of March 14th, Franco gets defensive with Nina regarding his friendship with Liz. Of course he does, because Liz is a whore, and she's going to end up sleeping with him. But I'm not biased. And then
Michael's
first air date is 3/18. Speculation is that he's a Cassadine, but a lot of people think he's a doctor. So, like, it's back and forth. Whether he's a Cassadine or whether he's a doctor, or he could be both. I mean,
doctor.
He could be a doctor.
A Cassadine doctor.
And a Cassadine.
Yep.
Okay,
that's
Wally
true.
Kurth is returning.
God knows the Cassadines need. God knows the Cassadines need at least one good person on the canvas.
Right. Okay. It says, this is some cool stuff that we don't know yet, or we didn't know yet. Frank Valentini hinted on Twitter that he has really good news, in quotes. Stay tuned. Brooklyn Salzer returning to Port Charles during spring break. Wally Kurth is returning. We forgot about that. No word on how long, of course.
Obviously.
So, something sends Laura into a big storyline. It looks like it may be related to the reading of Helen's. Well, I need to take a picture and send that to Nancy because she was worried. Big surprises in store. There will be a nurse's ball this year. GH's executive producer, Frank Valentini, has requested a bigger budget. The reading of the will start Laura onto her own storyline, a big storyline. Expect to see Sean Blakemore.
On a brand new show.
Yeah. No, I mean on this show, too.
Yeah, but he booked something else, too. Sean did.
Devious Maids. Devious Maids.
Yes, Devious
Maids. Susan Lucci.
Oh, and also, Maurice Bernard booked Castle.
Yeah, I forgot that.
Yeah.
Anthony Montgomery, the guy that plays Andre, tweeted that he, on February 4th, which we'll be seeing next week probably because they're 6 weeks out right now, I think, that he had a fantastic episode that they filmed. Wait until you see it. It's heartbreaking. So it must have either been the Morgan stuff or something else is sad that's coming up.
I may get a stone for saying this, but I would absolutely dig a Andre and a hookup.
Everyone would. Okay, except for the Duke and Anna shippers.
This is true.
I was into Anna and Sloan, and they went and killed him. And actually, they went and replaced him first, and I didn't like Sloan 2.0. But then Sloan 2.0 made out with Anna, and I was digging it. And then Sloan 1.0 came back and never had a good scene with her, which was disappointing because I was hoping, you know how when they have flashbacks with an actor that is a different actor and they like film the flashback?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was hoping that, because I wanted to, of course, I was thinking, hey, I could put it in a video, but then I was like, I can't use their one scene because it's a different actor. And then I thought when Rob Derringer came back and was playing him again that she might have a flashback and it would be with him. which never happened. And then the guy went. Then they break up after like one day of deciding they want to, you know, have a relationship. And then the guy gets gunned down by Mr. Asim, district attorney.
Right.
So
hey,
I got over that.
Let's do announcements real quick because I'm gonna need to scoot in about 10 minutes.
Oh, okay, go for it. You can do them. You're better than me at it.
Announcements. Okay. This Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. Central, we have a singer-songwriter, Madeline Victoria, joining us. And this is one actually booked through a manager. So this manager has been good to me. We've had a one or two of his clients on the show previously, so he's been good to me, for us. And I'm working on something for the 15th and the 22nd. So.
Awesome. I just realized I need to flip the calendar. Oh, funny story really quick, because we have a few minutes before you have to go. I took a selfie the other day in my bedroom mirror, the one that's on the wall of my outfit, and sent it to a friend. And my calendar, we already know, everybody's, you know, heard about it. It's like the half-naked Cowboys calendar in the jeans and no shirt kind of deal. And he takes it back and said, "I like the outfit and the calendar." I was like, "Oh, well, I'm not ashamed." And somebody was like, "Is that a Chippendales calendar?" I'm like, "No, it's half-naked Cowboys. If you're going to throw off, get it right." So we've had a good laugh over the calendar. Anyways, oh, I forgot to mention, I got to vote this week. We didn't talk about that. We had Super Tuesday this week, and I voted for the first time, which was super fun. Actually, no, it wasn't. There was a lot of old people there, and it was raining. But
And I forgot to mention an update on Mom. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She did get your card. She loved it.
Oh, I'm so glad.
She goes back to the doctor Wednesday. Get her stitches out from her a surgery a couple of weeks ago, and she's been getting around pretty well, just kind of taking it easy, you know.
But she's also been watching Looney Tunes, everyone.
Yes.
When I see her, you just wait. We're gonna have a good laugh over that.
This woman has well, at least a few days ago, when she wasn't feeling so hot, this woman resorted to watching Looney Tunes while she recovered.
My grandmother watches Tom and Jerry on the regular, and there's nothing wrong with her, so it's okay. But when I see your mom,
okay,
we're going to have a good laugh over the Looney Tunes. But we won't judge for the cartoons because my grandmother does watch them.
I tweeted out and I put on Facebook, I'm like, apparently my mom has resorted to watching Looney Tunes as she recovers. Already then.
Which is totally hilarious and awesome because, you know.
It is.
It's your mom.
It's
everybody's
mom.
Knows
I mean, you know.
She's incredible and she's,
you know,
hilarious,
my mom.
Like that, so. Yeah.
She is.
If you guys,
you know,
don't, you're seriously missing out in life.
You know, I attribute my mom to Macaulay Crane, folks. She will say anything.
Yeah.
To her mind.
She will. And she would literally, like, she would kill somebody for any of us. Like.
Pretty much.
Really, though? She would be. And she, like, calls. Yeah, she sometimes calls me and is like, "What's up?" Like, we're just having a heart-to-heart over the phone occasionally, which is awesome.
Yep.
Because I love her.
Pretty much.
But, well, we will. We
have both each other's families. You know,
that's true. He, like, texts my mom.
For as much grief as we give each other, we adore each other's families, don't we?
We adore each other. We're just mean to each other.
This is true.
Like,
we adore each other.
We're
just
at that point.
You know, I'll tell you this. If I don't pick at you, if I don't annoy the crap out of you, that means I care nothing about you.
Literally. I know when he's never been pissed at me, first of all, guys. Like, I don't want him to ever be pissed at me, but he's never been before. But, like, I know, I can tell if I were to irritate, like, I know what I would be looking for. And so I'm always on the edge. I'm always like, let me make sure. And then I'm always like, if I text him something and he texts me back and I get a short response, I'm like, are you mad at me? And he's like, no. I'm like, all right, do you promise? He's like, I promise. I love you. I'm like, okay, I'm just making sure. Yeah. Because sometimes it says K, and I'm like, what does that mean?
It takes an act of God, basically, to offend me or piss me off. So, there
this
you go.
True. But, plus, you know, but seriously, though, when I text him and he only gives me one letter or one emoji, I'm like, are you mad? He's like, no. Are you sure?
This girl is crazy.
Because he never gets mad at me, so I'm always waiting for it, because eventually I'm going to be due for one. So I'm, like, always waiting for that moment. Like, I'll text him and be like, hey, can't make it tonight. And he's like, that's fine. And I'm like, are
you
mad? He said, fine. What?
I was waiting for your issue to drop, aren't you?
Yes. But I'm like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, you promise you're not mad at me? He's like, I'm not mad at you. I love you. And I'm like, okay, just checking.
I love you. Because
most people wouldn't put up with me. I know, but most people wouldn't put up with me. He wouldn't have texted back.
True. You want to...
Anyways.
I want to... in the madness.
Yes, let's end it here. You can sign off because I suck at it.
I think this will pretty much wrap things up for today, so I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.